This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
106.5 The End.
Law and order. Law and order. And you're the jury. It's Listener's Court on The Wake Up Call.
Time for another edition of Listener Court here on The Wake Up Call. This is where we ask Wake Up Call listeners to be the jury. We present a problem and decide if the verdict is guilty or not guilty. Will you please welcome to the courtroom Rita and Ben. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Rita and Ben are next door neighbors. They've always gotten along fine until Ben did some landscaping on his front yard and planted oleanders. Rita went to Ben to ask if he would remove the plants because they are poisonous. She's afraid that her dog will eat them and get sick. Ben says the only way he would do that is if Rita pays for replacement bushes. Rita said that she isn't going to do that because she can't afford it. Ben should have known better than to plant something in his front yard that could harm kids and animals. So today we need to find out, is Ben guilty and needs to replace the plants at his own expense, or is he not guilty? And if Rita wants different plants in the yard, she will have to pay for them. Gavin, you're representing Ben. Katie, you're representing Rita. Listener Court is now in session. I'd like to call Rita to the stand. Katie, you may question your witness.
So you and your neighbor Ben have an okay relationship. Have there ever been any other problems between the two of you? Any neighborly conflicts?
No, pretty friendly, yeah.
Okay, so this is purely for the safety of not only your dog, but your neighborhood.
Yeah.
And
they're dangerous. Yeah.
It is dangerous. And thank you for being somebody that's paying attention and wants to keep the community safe. How long has Ben lived in this neighborhood?
For as long as I've been there. I mean, I've been there for 11 years.
Long enough for him to know that there are pets in the neighborhood, kids in the neighborhood, et cetera, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay, nothing further.
All right, thank you, Katie. Gavin.
Thank you very much, Your Honor. Rita, when you take your dog out in public, do you use a leash?
Yes, always, yes.
So you are a responsible dog owner. It's hard to tell sometimes with a complaint like, my neighbor put something on their property and I'm afraid my dog is going to swallow it.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, I agree.
You know what? Yes.
What if he decided to leave chocolate in his front yard? I mean, as Halloween approaches, what if a child drops chocolate in the neighborhood? Dogs can't eat that either, can
Your
they?
Your Honor, speculation.
I think
this is not what we are arguing about.
I think there's science to back that up.
Sustained, I'll allow it.
Thank you.
Well, you know what? So if he planted a chocolate plant in his yard, I'd be just as pissed.
All right. I think you'd be the only person pissed if we invented a chocolate plant. No further questions.
All right. Thank you, Gavin. Rita, you may step down. I would like to call the defendant Ben to the stand. Gavin, you may question Ben.
Thank you very much, Your Honor. Ben, how much would this whole thing cost?
I mean, I estimated that to take those out and put new ones in, it would be about $250.
Does that include labor or would you do it yourself?
I mean, I would do it myself, so no, that doesn't include paying me for my labor.
Okay, so if you did include labor by hiring somebody else, because you're a busy guy, and I would imagine that you shouldn't be even more inconvenienced with this by wasting your time and manpower, what do you think the cost would be for that if you hired a professional landscaper?
I actually like to do it myself. I mean, I take great
pride in it. All right, thank you, Ben. You don't like doing yard work. It's terrible.
That's right. I hate it.
There we go. Back on track.
Your Honor.
Order. leading the witness.
So anyway, really what we're ending, what we're just squabbling over is a few hundred dollars. And if Rita was willing to pay all of that to take something out that was a concern only to her, would you be willing to let her do it over a payment plan if you fronted the money of it since she's clearly poor?
Wow.
Absolutely.
Okay. Wow, you sound like a very reasonable guy. No further questions.
All right. Thank you, Gavin. Katie?
I think we can both agree that what we have on our hands here is a ticking time bomb. Would you agree with that?
No, I would not.
You
agree
wouldn't.
With that.
You wouldn't. Well, of course not. Not as reasonable a guy as my colleague once thought, now, are we? But how much research did you put into what kind of plants are going to go into your front yard?
Well, I definitely wanted oleanders because I like the way they look and they smell, and I did look up how. I knew that they were toxic, so I looked it up, and it's really not a big deal.
Knew that they were toxic.
Your Honor.
Yeah, but
tomatoes are toxic.
No, you already said it. Don't take this back.
Your Honor, my client is clearly saying the wrong things.
Order in the court. Ben, thank you. You may step down.
Thanks.
At this time, I'd like to let Gavin and Katie present their closing arguments. Katie, you may start first.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I think what we have here is what we like to call, in the biz, an open and shut case. As my colleague already said, over squabbling over here is just a couple hundred dollars. Ben, got a green thumb, loves to do gardening.
Damn it, Ben.
And the icing on the cake, what a slam dunk. He knew they were hazardous. What we really are dealing with here is not just a ticking time bomb. What we're dealing with is someone who doesn't care about his community. It's what I call selfishness. Nothing further.
Thank you, Katie. Gavin, closing arguments?
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, there are lots of things that are toxic to especially dogs. If Ben wanted to plant an avocado tree, would that have been, as my colleague put it, a ticking time bomb? If there was an avocado tree, dogs can't eat avocados. They also can't.
How is a dog going to climb up a tree to get the avocado?
Order.
Avocados
order.
Fall off of a tree.
I've
would you
never
please
seen
get
it.
Control
hold,
hey, this court?
Counselor, I expect nothing but the.
I'm just saying that dogs can't climb trees.
That is true.
Thank
Gavin, you may continue
thank
your closing
you.
Argument.
They also can't eat grapes and raisins. There are many things that dogs can't eat, but somebody who is not the owner of a dog should be responsible for all of that. The person who should be responsible for the ownership of a dog is, I'm trying to come up with the word, the owner of said dog. As you cast your vote, please remember that Rita is responsible for her own dog and nothing more. Thank you.
All right, thank you, counselors. We now leave the verdict up to the jury. This would be you, wake-up call listeners. Now that you've heard both sides, you can text guilty or not guilty to 73389 and let us know, is Ben guilty and needs to replace the plants at his own expense? Or is Ben not guilty, and if Rita wants different plants in the yard, she will have to pay for them? Guilty or not guilty, text it right now to 73389. We'll play one song and come back with the verdict next. It's a listener court on The Wake Up Call.
The Wake Up Call. Gavin, Katie, and Ray.
I mean,
you're going to be an aquarium guy.
I could be an aquarium guy. What's wrong with a fish?
That you have to have it in an aquarium?
Listen. Every fish needs to be in an aquarium.
106.5 The End.
We're back with Listener Court here on The Wake Up Call. Ben wanted to plant oleanders in his front yard, and his next-door neighbor, Rita, asked if he could remove the plants because they're poisonous and she's afraid that her dog will eat them and get sick. Ben said the only way he would do that is if Rita pays for replacement bushes. Is Ben guilty and needs to replace the plants at his own expense? Or is he not guilty, and if Rita wants different plants in the yard, she will have to pay for them? You, the Wake Up Call listeners, have texted in guilty or not guilty to 73389, and I have the verdict in my hand. Please rise. By the state of California, by the county of Sacramento, and the municipal of the Intercom building here on Madison Avenue. Oh, look! Foliage!
What?
The jury finds Ben Not guilty.
Oh,
and if Rita wants different plants in the yard, she will have to pay for them.
There we go.
For God's sakes.
Good job, Rita.
It is absurd.
You tried so hard to.
The people that are listening are all ass.
Okay.
Oh my God! Okay.
All right. You know
Order.
What? This is
I
not.
I feel vindicated.
Order.
Is,
That's
okay.
right, Rita. You tried so hard to ruin a good relationship with your next door neighbor.
What? His commentary is not needed.
Okay. All right. Listen.
Ben's gonna work out a payment plan for you.
All right. This case is closed. This has been Listener Court on the Wake Up Call. Court is adjourned.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.